Okay, we are up to Tzadiches. A person should have kavana for the pirish hamilos. The simple kavana, obviously if a person's on the madrega, to have kavanas for shemos and things, fine, but most people aren't. And if people think they are, and the shavur brings down, the priest can bring down that they try to have kavana and it messes up the pirish hamilos, then they shouldn't do it. Obviously, the certain madregas people can, but you should have just simple pashup shot. I know that the Nefesh HaChayim talks about how a person should have, when he says it, he should he'll picture the word going up. It's one type of kavana, but just simple, having simple pirish hamilos is a basic kavana you need for Shemona Esrei. The Yachshav ki'ilu shechina kenegdo, and he has to Yachshav that the shechina is over the, in front of him. He has to call machshavos satoros also. He has to calm himself and focus and take out all remove all the machshavos satoros. Ad shetishar machshavto kavanas zacha b'tfilasay. Yachshav ki'ilu hayem edaber zay melech basav adam hayem esarer dvar v'mechavi in dehem yafe v'ayi kashel. You have to think ki'ilu he's standing in front of a melech. And he would speak things, he only has a few minutes to be asked to, speak things clearly. Everything has to be clear, also even in thinking. Not to the point where they were above their physical. They're completely above the physical. He's gabris koach hasichli and straight, only working with their mind. Ad shi magiyin karv lemailas nevuah. Ak lekach, they got close to mailas nevuah. Im tavo lo machshava zacheres b'socha tzvila, which is unfortunately common. Yishtoik ad shi tizbato machshava. You shouldn't keep on davening. You have to stop yourself and focus back on davening. I mean, I find sometimes if my mind's wandering too much, sometimes I find going faster helps. If a person goes too slow, sometimes your mind wanders. Sometimes personal advice, I don't know, is that sometimes I start davening faster because I realize I'm spacing out. But I'll call upon him, Ikus Pira Shamilo. So Tzarech, Shiachshu B'dvarim Achnim, Alev B'chavim, Yisrael Aviv Shemayim. Person should have kavanah towards Hashem, and definitely shouldn't think about the joke his friend said the other day. Think about how great Hashem is and how low He is. And shouldn't think of all the geshmak dinner he had yesterday or something like that. But also, la'adam, the nashek bana v'ketanim v'sakneses. It's also for someone to kiss his children in shul. Right, since it's by Simchas Torah, a person shouldn't give his kids a big hug and kiss in front of the while they're dancing because it's in the shul and should have only avas Hashem. Now I was wondering, this I'm not sure. Then let's see, I won't talk about it. But let's say you have a kid and he got hurt and he just needs to kiss his boo boo. That color could be okay because you're not kissing him out of a big ava hug and kiss. You just hear, you need to kiss his boo boo. That's not what we're talking about.
Everyone
but your father. Okay, I don't.
When does this halacha come in?
Talking about kavanah
v'adam,
right? I mean, the Rishpanesri. What do you mean?
Yeah, I'm saying regarding kissing your kid.
Oh, how does it come in? Because you're supposed to push away all machshavos. Yeah, it's a bit out of place. But I guess it's saying you have to push out. You have to show avas Hashem. Agav, it's saying that. And the post can bring down a discussion of what age should you bring kids to shul over here. It's a bit of agav, but it's an important thing. And Mishra Berurah says, until they have to the point of gil chinuch, people shouldn't bring their kids to shul until they can actually sit. Because Mishra Berurah says that the post can say that if you bring them too young and they learn that, okay, shul's about playing and running around and whatever, so then that's what shul's about, and that's what's going to be ingrained in them. Not going to take shul seriously. There is an idea, it used to be, listen, in America it's much more common than here because people have to walk to shul. And so the kids come. Okay, if there's an outside place for them to play, they go, you know, they're running, you know, it could be it's okay. I'm not saying it is or it isn't, but because it's not actually in the shul. But, you know, but bringing kids, it has to be some, and some kids, I found, some kids are not masugal to sit in shul until they're almost 12. I've seen it. Like, some kids, they just, they can't. So the person has to know his kids and know, you know, when to take them, you know, whatever. So take them for a little bit, you know, after mechanech them, you know, that's the thing. But taking the kids when they're three, listen, if it's a good kid, fine, but, taking the kids and sitting the whole time, shh, stop, shh, you know, and they're disturbing. Yesh lodot, I mean, could be, it's good, but it's, you know, I don't know, it has to be a point where they're going to chop and they're going to, listen. So it's also to daven in the place where Kazonik Mavatel's Kavana, or at a time that he won't be able to focus. We don't have such great kavanas anyway, so just, you know, you do his best. Unless you're mamish davening in a place which is like completely, like you're down in the middle of the street, you have no kavana. Obviously, you can't do that. We spell derech tachlunim, kirash, mevakish, pesach, v'nachas. You daven derech tachlunim, like someone who's asking for something, v'nachas. Shotir alav kamasa. You shouldn't, you know, say, okay, let's, you know, chop around, let's get it done. Mavakish lipotu mimena. Just, ugh, I'm tired today. Let's just finish. Should be done if she said benachas. Let's feel he be welcome a korban. Nekach tzarech lizar shtei adugmas a korban mechavana. She also be adugmas a korban, like, yeah, a certain kavana starts a korban. Lo yariv ba machshava acheres, like pigul, she'll be focused. Machshava she'll posel us bekotchim. Um umad dun yuda avoda, it's domir because you're standing. Rekvias makon kor korbanos, and you're kovea makon like korbanos. Shkol echa kovea makon shchitaso matan damo. Each coin has its own place to go ahead and do shchita matan damo. Shol yachutz davar beino lekir, and shouldn't have chatzitzas during the korban, she chatzitza poselos beino lekli. Also that you shouldn't have a chatzitza beino lekir because that's like a kli. Should have nicer clothing or special clothing for tefillah. Okay, you don't have to spend extra money, but it's an idea of having something miyuchad for tefillah. You shouldn't have dirty. You shouldn't put on, like, you know, his work pants, and, you know, if he works in paint and stuff, whatever. You should put on clean pants for tefillah. See, this is a din of iyun tefillah, which the person is ainu chen chel chelum haba, which is very strong. But a kopani person shouldn't think that, well, because I daven, the Hashem has to answer my tefillahs. What do you mean? I kavana, I did it. I you have to answer my tefillahs. It doesn't work like that. Hey, there are, I mean, kasef chol niyamagol, different things. But a kopani, maybe tzadikim gedol, and there's different cheshbonos. But regular people, he had a kavana like that. The reason not to do it is because the person says, well, I'm roy for you to answer me. Oh, so wait a second, you're roy, let's take a look. He's such a big tzaddik. You have to, if he wants, he'll answer me. It's a chesed for him to answer me. You don't believe him. Me dal v'nivze balavakesh b'eitz benlachochei amlachim kodesh baruch hu. It's the only reason I'm able to even mavakish because he has a chesed with all his creations. And Sadi says, "Din shasu v'shikur l'tfila." Someone who drinks a cup of wine or whatever. So what's the din? Can he daven? Shasu yain kadei revius. He drinks a revius of wine. Ayispel ad shiasu yenu. It's also for him to daven shman esrei until he doesn't feel the effects of the wine. Ravon brings it's only if he drinks it in one shot. If he sips it, then that's no problem. And we get into, you know, and it's also, this is also a din by Hara as well. A person shouldn't paskin if he's a Rav or something, shouldn't paskin if he drink a revius of wine. Shiloh is after Kiddush, person drinks wine by Kiddush, can he drink? They bring down that Lamaisa nowadays our wines are not as strong as they used to, so there's more room lahokel. Let's see. Mshasa Yaiser, if he drank more, imhu yachal adabri say a melech, if he's able to speak clearly, imhispal tfila, so tfila, it's good. Im any yachal adabri say a melech, if he's slurring his words, imhispal tfila, so toeva. He can't daven, you can't daven. Poor in person after the suit, if he hasn't daven mincha before, or he gets to Mariv, he can't daven, he can't daven. He's allowed to do it kedin shergeg. I mean, unless he, I mean, if it's posheya that he starts drinking, so you know, whatever, right before, then I don't know, then that's, that could be as a, more of a problem. That could be like amazing.
So they say that
a vis of our wine is not going to have the same effect. But if at a certain point a person has two cups of wine, three cups of wine,
much stronger
alcoholically.
Open
Sefer
Zara,
absolutely not. Their wine was,
it
said,
in some
cases, 75% stronger. It had to be cut three or four times.
It was very...
Because the alcohol
that's
sugar.
The alcohol.
Yeah, okay.
It's hard to know, but the poskim do bring down here that our wines are weaker. Question is, what weaker means has less of an effect. Maybe their wines, the alcohol with the sugar and is very concentrated, it was stronger. However, you know, there are different ways to make it stronger, not just the alcohol content, you know, whatever. They discuss about what about, you know, other like whiskey and stuff or whatever. So if something which would have, you know, it's the point, something has an effect. But we're not talking about something which this is din of shasui, not shikur. Shasui means if it has a little bit of an effect on him, it's also to daven. I mean, a person has a beer and he feels relaxed. If it's having an effect, that's called shasui, and he has to wait till he's 100%. You know, focused.
Even if you'll be able to go in front of the king, though, you take a beer and go.
Right, this is the chachila, b'di'ev, yotze. But if one beer doesn't affect you at all, fine. I mean, that's, again, it gets into funny gedarim. It has to be like, you know, they say, and for drunk driving, they say, like, you know, one cup of wine equals a bottle of beer, and that is a whole, you know, one shot of whiskey. But al-kopanim, that's, you know, b'erech, something a shir like that. I don't know. The din kriya shma kedin tfila. Of all shar brachos yachal levar chabishu shikur, even the shikur can make other brachos. But also they can't paskin and they can't and dini mamonos the yesh lahalki about dini mamonos the paskin dini mamonos. Some say it's the same din. Al chupanim, this is the din of shosui, not shikur. Derech meal v'sheina kol she b'figin. So how do you get rid of the effect of wine? Is that a person walks for a meal or walks for 15 minutes? Vashina kolshehu, or if he takes a short nap. Some say if you drink other, if he brings drink other drinks, drink a cup of coffee sometimes is enough. Nehani mili kishashasa reviz. So im shasa yoser kolshekin shashina misharkarto derech todos. A person will wake up, he's going to be all, has a hangover, then it doesn't help. Hani mili mahalach v'ragla, that's only if he's walking, a little bit of exercise. Now roichev, dvara derech mefiga hayayin, if he's riding, not if he's driving a car, but if he's, it's like mahalach, but if he's riding, so the shaking up, we'll get rid of the wine much faster. But a person should feel, if he doesn't feel the effects anymore of the wine, now some people are much bigger, so if they drink a cup of wine, maybe it's fine, they feel zero effects. It could be, it's fine. But if he starts feeling a little bit of the effects, then he has to wait until he feels 100% clear. The Rama says that we're not as nizer in our yain. She'ain chazalki. They're not as strong. She mispalei avabi sheshasu revius. The meaning is that our wine is to daven even if you drink more than revius, unless you drink it enough to feel, you know, to feel the effects. The kol shekem mispalei to chasidu shviyada yachosh in the shichrus ma'at kain erili. It seems that the iser way in the Rama's understanding it is that a person can't. You know, he can't focus well enough to daven properly, but if he drank a couple bottles of beer and he has a sitter, it's fine. But still, persons who shikur, obviously, even if our wines, the person drinks to the point, he's a shikur, obviously he can't daven. Again, people think shikur, but shoso is the point where he feels the effects, he has to get rid of those effects. Tefillah shel mo'adois v'shel rosh chadashim. Tefillah of Yom Tov rosh chadashim. Tarech lahazdit tefillah so kolin sheispa kadesh shigur b'fiv. It says the person, obviously a person should practice the tefillahs. They didn't have a siddur, a person should practice before that he knows them. However, nowadays Ramah says, and I think probably everyone's masking to this, that if you have a siddur, then you don't have to worry so much. However, the Beis Yosef, they bring down, the Beis Yosef seems to be tzarich iyun, and the Mechaber seems to pass, and you should still go over it beforehand. But everyone seems to say the Ramah's poshet, maybe it's good to know Pirush Hamilos, that could be, but if you have a siddur, you don't have to worry so much. Hamispel tzar shechavein b'chol ha-brachos. Someone who's davening has to have kavan on all the brachos. If eino yachal lechavein b'kulam, if for whatever reason he can't have kavan b'kulam, lefachos yechavein b'avos. Let's say he has a bad headache or something, I don't know, whatever, he should at least focus on avos. Im lo kivin b'avos, if he didn't have him by avos, then he has to go back and daven. The Torah says nowadays who has the right kavanas anyway. So even if you would go ahead and you would. I think it paused accidentally. Nowadays, since we don't have the proper kavana anyway, so what are you going to go back and have the same bad kavana? There's no point. A person should obviously try to have extra kavana when he's saying avos. But the eved, okay, there's nothing to do. If you're still in the middle of the bracha though, it could be then this kaddai person realizes he's still in the middle. He doesn't say Magen Avraham. He's still in the middle of the bracha, and he realizes he's not focused. There could be he could go back and try to start again from the beginning. But I'll go upon him. You don't have to. Lo yisfal belibo levad. Person shouldn't daven belibo. Mechatech dvarim b'sfas. If he can't just daven in his heart, he has to be sure the words come out of his mouth. Mashmi la ozam belachash. It has to be loud enough that he can hear it. He can hear himself whispering. Lo yashmiya kolo, but not that he hears mamash b'kol ram. Im eno yachal lechavim belachash. If he can't have kavana belachash, mutar lagbiya kol. He can say it a little bit louder. Hani beinu levenas. But that's he's in his house. He's not of a betzibur also. That's the mitzvah betzibur. If he wants to say it louder, he can't. He has to figure out how to do it. You have a kavana. I don't know what to tell you, but you can't. Your kavana can't mevatel other people's kavana. If he's davening out loud in his house, if he wants to go ahead, let's say a person was sick or whatever, so he, and his kids are home, it's vacation, whatever, and he wants to, so he said, fine, he's going to daven, so he can daven out loud, so his kids can hear to mechanech, then that's also okay to say it out loud.
By himself, he can't.
No, he says he's by himself, he can't. Problem is, there's other people around. Maybe his kids are davening with him. For instance, during Corona, people were davening in the house, so if he wanted his kids to daven well because they weren't going to cheder or something, so then he could, he could have said it out loud for them to mechaven them. Yesh orim she b'Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippur mutar lashmiya kol ha-mitzvila afilu b'tzibur. Some say, and that's the Chorus of the Mechaber Paskins, that you could go ahead and you can raise your voice. They say because if everyone has a machzorim, you're not going to mavavel, you're not going to mix anyone up. People they say it loud and they and they have kavana and they can say lachash loud. He can't scream it out. He can't he can say it out whatever, but he can't start, he shouldn't start screaming it out in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. But he's allowed to magbia enough. Even other people can hear him because they won't be mevato their kavana. Yachol yispalo b'chol loshon sheyirtze. A person can daven in whichever loshon that he wants to. V'hani mili b'tzibur. That's what it is b'tzibur. But yachol lo yispalo el loshon kodesh. If he's davening by himself, then he should only say loshon kodesh. Maharavan brings an interesting shita. Brings the Ramami Pano, says that it's better for the daven in the lashon he can understand. However, most poskim the doicher and say no, it's really shouldn't, because who knows what the right translation is? You really just need to just say lashon kodesh. We don't know how to translate things properly. This whole din is only when he's asking, let's say before your rotzon, he's asking for his own tzrachim or shmakaleinu, and she spell chaylel shemtzar sheish b'vesoi. Therefore, if he has more kavana or it's clear, if he says it in English, please heal this person, whatever. So that's better. That could be over there. Is only you should say lashon kodesh. However, tefillah kavur letzibur, so then you could say b'chol lashon sh'orin da'af yachik sh'shel tzrachav yachal isha b'chol lashon sh'yirtze. Some say even the yachal tzrachav, you could just say it in English. Chutz bin lashon arami, but he can't say lashon arami because the malachim are not makir aramis, and therefore in his kakin. Some say the pshat is because it's maguna, they don't like it. They can mekabel it, but they don't like it. So therefore, you shouldn't daven like you shouldn't daven in that lashon. Some say they really just don't understand it, and that's why they do say bekadesh or whatever. It's about very kaddish because it goes straight to Kodesh Baruch Hu without derech the malachim. But if you're asking for vakashas and things or whatever, so that could be you shouldn't do it on aramis. You should do it in English. You can do it in French, but you shouldn't. You shouldn't do it in whatever, but the best is in Lashon HaKodesh. Time to start this. All right, maybe we can get through it. Okay, let's see. We'll start the dinim of Lahasik Neim and Nisbal, which is very Nogea, walking from someone who's davening. So let's start with Sif Aleph, because there's different nakudas over here. There's one nakuda of sitting, we're going to see in Sif Aleph, sitting in front of someone who's davening, and the end of the seven talks with people walking in front of. And it's two different dinim over here. So also, Leishe, Besoch, Arba, Alma, Shal, Bispalo, Bein, Lefa, Bein, Minat, Stadim, Bein, Melachorov, and Tzarech, Harchik, Arba, Amos. Why is that? So the place can say, because it's the problem's not with the person davening. The problem is that if you're sitting down, if the person's davening, you're sitting down, just like, sitting around, It's kilo, you don't care, like what, you're not davening, kilo, you know, it's mevaza tefila, right? It's a problem with you. You're being mevaza tefila, so therefore you can't sit just sit around in front of him on the side or behind him, because it looks like you're just not participating, just like bechor beis haknesses. So then you have to at least mark it alamos. Isik b'dvarim shehem b'intikune. Hatfilos, but if you're davening, Hatfilos perik is a makoman. It's hard because you're being Isaac in tefila. You're doing something. You're not showing like I don't care. Yesh matir by Isaac b'tar. Also, if you're learning, misha enemy tikkuni hatfilos. But you're being Isaac in some in davar ruchni. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is not yet being mevaze. Kodesh Baruch Hu akilu. Yesh misha emir dahani mili min hatzad. That's only motor to sit down in hatzad. Aval kenegdoi hatfilos kamelo einav. Also, hatfilos Isaac with kriyashma. However, to sit in front, if you look at Mo'enav, as long as it's within his field of vision of the person, also if you look Isaac with Kriyashma, even if he's also with Kriyashma, he can't sit down in front of him. Now again, we're not talking about here the fact that where the person can see, because we're not talking about Mevatel's Kavana. Because sitting down in front is not Mevatel's Kavana. We're gonna see walking in front, while someone like swishing in front of you is can mevatel someone's kavana. Here we're talking about are you sitting down, are you being mevaza a tefila? So it says even tefila kamal einav, if you're sitting within the person's field of vision, even if it's bechutz adan amos, you shouldn't sit down over there. You should sit on the side. You should sit whatever. Even if you're being oisik and kriyashma, you should be sure you sit on the side. However, to sit in front is mevaza the tefilas. And some say if he's weak, you see the guy's he has a cane, or you see he's injured or whatever. It's not being mevaza the tefillah. And there's a whole diyun here, and you can look into it about what Makor is from Eli and Chana. That Eli was sitting down, Eli was standing next to her. And then he was sitting down, where was he sitting when she was davening? Al-Kupanim is also, L'chor, applies by, you know, kids in Gil Chinuch, and women, you see, it applies by women as well who are davening. If someone's davening Shemon Esrei, a person shouldn't sit down in front of them, because it's Nira Sheinu Mekabel O Malchus Shemayim. It's Kilo, you're not being Mekabel Malchus Shemayim. But Al-Kupanim, that's the first did over here. It's nothing to do with Bitul Kavana. Whatever, do we have another minute? Im Yeshev Kvar, Im Hayeshev Kvar V'Amad Zebet Sido, Enet Tzarech Lach. Okay, you know what? Maybe we'll stop here, because we'll continue tomorrow. We'll house this over and we'll finish the thing.
Yeah, I should have paraphrased. So what era are you referring to?